Hello, hi, welcome everybody. I'm Rasmus Båth, I'm a data scientist at King, and I'm happy to moderate this Kaleidoscope session. I was a bit nervous when I looked at the title for the first talk, because I really like R Markdown, but now I don't know if I'm supposed to fear for my life. A big welcome to Jonathan Godfrey, who's presenting R Markdown, Lifesaver or Death Trap.
Thank you. So I guess the good news is that it's not the lifesaver for practically any of you, and it's not the death trap for any of you that I'm going to talk about. It's because I end up working with any number of blind people that I never end up meeting, because they look around for statistics and blind, and the first thing they find is this bloke in New Zealand who's going to help them. And then they send email, please help. I just need to acknowledge that I have received funding support to be here with the Diversity Scholarship, so a big thank you to the organisers for those this year. Now, let's get rid of that. Everybody should know that that is a Markdown file, and if you can't see it, that's okay, because neither can I. And if you can't see it, you might want to move forward or stay where you are and see if you can handle my world. Let's just see how loud that is for you. Ooh, yes, it was written by me. If you need a translation because that's going too fast, see me later. We can press the speed down, but realistically, I'm going to show you how it works in my world, not yours. Many blind people would listen to their voice synthesis at this rate. Some would listen faster. I certainly have the desktop in my office going faster. But then again, my office is a nice environment where it's me and my computer, and if it's too noisy, I close the door. So I need it fast for efficiency, but I need to also hear what's going on. This is just a boring Markdown document. I don't intend it to be anything other than that. Because it's not the Markdown document that I care about, it's what happens to it that matters. So let's get rid of it, because we don't need it. I can shut that up real fast, because it's painful listening to electronic speech all day. I'm often asked, do you want to listen to that? No, I don't actually. I'd much prefer some natural speech. Especially if I'm listening to fiction. I can't handle synthetic speech reading fiction. So I need to turn that Markdown file into something useful, right? So I've got a batch file because it's more efficient, and we'll get that to be quiet, and hopefully... PDF. Good God, never ever do it to us. Please, please, please. I'm not even going to open this file to explain how atrocious it is for me. I want to use four-letter words. Please don't. Just don't. Don't is a four-letter word. You can use that. Don't. Let's come back to those. Lots of different file formats. Now, most blindies are going, that's a word I can use, you can't. Most blindies are going to work in Word because they haven't yet experienced Markdown, so they need something that's going to give them some comfort. And right now, I'm going to show that Markdown is going to give them some discomfort, because some things come out really, really nicely. Can you follow that? These are people who are important in my world. Now, I don't know if you caught that, but it told me that there's some mathematical content that's 2 point something or other centimetres wide by something or other tall. And I'm still none the wiser. And there is no way that I can actually extract the content that's in that graphic back out. So, mark down to Word, death trap. No good. Mark down to PDF, death trap. Didn't even show you. HTML should be the blindie's friend. It should have been easy to read. There's a lot of euros in that expression. It's not very rich at all for me. I suspect it's garbage. I have no idea what you can see. So this format is absolutely useless to me. It's the native format that Pandoc generates from Markdown. But there's lots of different formats. The default for Knitter in Markdown is to use MathJax. Yippee skippy, I've got LaTeX in my ears. I still don't know if you're looking at lovely mathematical expression with Greek letters or whether you're seeing the LaTeX as well. Well, I did know the answer, but you know. Thank you. I knew that the mathematical expression would be the first graphic on the page, so I jumped to it real fast. This is the Wikipedia way of presenting mathematics. It's a graphic with an alt tag, and the LaTeX is embedded in the alt tag, so I can read it. And it might be an ugly graphic, it might not be the right size, it might not resize very well, but at least I can be sure that my students are actually looking at a mathematical expression and not being driven crazy by my use of LaTeX via Markdown. So, there are good ways and there are bad ways. That's the end of your sound, sorry, I need it a little bit more than you. I've already told people before that I can't use RStudio. And actually, neither can any blind person at the moment. I'd love that to change. I teach sighted students more than I teach blind students, and they want to use RStudio. So I have to say to them things like, yes, of course there's a spell checker in RStudio. Somewhere. And other helpful things like that. And maybe the person beside you can find it for you. I love RStudio and so do my students. I just can't use it. So I need something else. So we wrote a little application. I started this some years ago when I was fiddling around. It's written in Python with WX widgets from the C library. And the default in what I've called WriteR is to open up the last file. Everything in here that is an R chunk, anything that's mathematical, anything that's a heading, can be inserted into the document using those old-fashioned things called pull-down menus. And everything that's commonly used in the pull-down menus has a hotkey with it. And so I can insert an R chunk real fast. And it's put me in the right position to document my R chunk properly, hasn't it? So I should be writing in something useful. A graphic wants more, so let's get more in there automatically with hotkeys. And after listening yesterday, of course, we now know that we're supposed to be using the assignment operators with a single key. And I have to say to Rick Becker, it's not quite a single key. I'm holding down two keys to get it, but I can get lots of them. Both kinds. The documents in here will build to the range of formats that you would expect from Markdown and the common ones that I think my users are going to need. I certainly would like to see them use more presentation options, but we've discovered some problems with the defaults, unfortunately, that Knitter and Slidy in particular generates. So I'm going to get it out of there. We're going to leave that alone because we really ought to tell you a bunch of things. Why is WriteR good for blind users? Well, it's simple. and it's effective. It's safe for them to install. I mean, they just have to go and delete that file that I just loaded. I ship it with the BrailleR package that I've been working on for the last 3 years, 4 years, and it's available on GitHub as well for anyone who wants to help. It does need, though, my users to install Python and the WX widgets library for Python called WXPython. And it's not perfect because I can't do everything. I don't have a workforce like Hadley. I have me and one graduate student every now and again who wants some money that I earn through my consulting to throw at a problem that no one else seems to want to work on. Any volunteers? Thank you. We'll see you afterwards. These are things that blind users want. They want to be able to spell check. They want intelligent bracket matching. A very small number want that. But some people have asked me, I want bracket matching. I want tab completion. Small number of them too, but they're there. Blind people want the same as anyone else in this room wants from their markdown. There are things in life that don't go quite to plan. I only discovered a week or two before I left New Zealand that the undo function that Windows has was taking control of my application, and I haven't yet written in the blocking function that takes away the Control Z hotkey. It wasn't Timothy's only contribution, but it's the one he took the most pleasure in telling me about. There's some other little things in terms of usability, like asking me if I want to save the document, even though the save was the very last hotkey I pressed. I think that's actually quite resolvable. The challenges that I've got to face include that I need to know that when I switch keyboards in a European keyboard, for example, that all of my hotkeys are still going to work, because there's no point telling people there's wonderful hotkeys if they're all different, because I do reach for the bracket signs, and I don't know if they work so well. But there's a good chance to fix that. Oops, I went the wrong way. Let's go this way, shall we? Because pretty much every year for the last 5 years, I've been to an event that's been called the Summer University that pulls blind students and their disability support staff, mostly from around Europe. We've had one Indian, one American, and one Brit, the rest are Europeans. So I'm going there in, 10 days' time, and we'll do all this again, and I'll show them the WriteR application this time, and that they should be using Markdown now as freely and easily as their classmates, although there's still a few little bugs and things to iron out. Most of you should know where New Zealand is, but practically no one else in my world ever does, so I have to explain it. New Zealand is down at the beginning of the world, and my part in New Zealand is even obscure to Australians, our closest neighbours, so I always have to show people where Palmerston North is. I love questions, but if the question is going to involve a demonstration, we might do it during the poster session, because I don't do posters. Good stuff. Thank you.
So we have time for a number of questions. So maybe I can start. If you want to write something, I'm using Markdown to write something on. If you want to make it more accessible to people with that can't see that well, do you have any tips?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. You stay with MathJax, don't fiddle. Stay with MathJax. The R Markdown file, everyone knows it's text. It means that it's extremely readable. Yeah. Extremely readable, and so is the HTML. And we can jump around the HTML files very, very quickly and easily. So if you're going to send a blind student a document, you send them the HTML and you send them the R markdown, because the best way to learn R markdown is to see how someone else is doing it. Okay? And you're their teacher, right? So start teaching them. Yeah.
Thanks. Any more questions?
Is there any work being done on data sonification or visualization for the blind?
And the short answer is yes. The long answer is it's damn hard. And I believe that you don't get the same message from a sonified interpretation of data as you would from a visual one. And that's part of the reason why sighted people want to sonify data for their own consumption, because it gives them that different interpretation in terms of being different to the visuals. So it's not a replacement or a substitute as such. It might be another strategy.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.